I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. At the start of the pandemic, when family earners lost their jobs and access to health care, the federal government relaxed Medicaid rules to allow more people to stay on the National Health Insurance Program. But now, as many as 1.3 million Texans, mainly children, could start losing their government health coverage when the federally declared pandemic emergency ends, expected by the end of this year, touching off concerns that Texas's understaffed safety net is woefully unprepared for them. The emergency declaration, known as Pandemic Health Emergency, has kept states from dropping people from Medicaid rolls as they endured financial instability caused by COVID-19. The result? The number of Texans on Medicaid has grown by some 20% in the past 2 years. Health officials estimate that up to 1.3 million Texans are likely ineligible for Medicaid, but are still on the rolls because of that rule. The states plan to accelerate their removal faster than required by the federal government, and with limited resources, has advocates worried that millions more could lose coverage due to the administrative glitches, even if they do qualify. National child welfare experts say it's critical that the states bring back their pandemic-era guidelines in a way that's collaborative and not driven by political desires to kick as many people off of Medicaid as possible. Texas has the nation's highest rate of uninsured and is one of the 12 states that has refused to expand Medicaid to include more people as part of the Affordable Care Act. Texas is one of just 8 states that is planning to dismantle the pandemic health emergency requirements more quickly than the federal government recommends, in 6 months instead of a full year. A massive security breach at the Texas Department of Insurance leaked the personal information of almost 2 million Texans for nearly 3 years, according to a state audit released last week. The department said the personal information of 1.8 million workers who have filed compensation claims, including Social Security numbers, addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, and information about workers' injuries, was accessible online to the public from March 2019 to January 2022. The department did not publicly acknowledge the security issue until the state auditor's office conducted a review in March. The breach occurred because of an issue in a programming code in the department's web application that manages workers' compensation data. The issue in the code allowed members of the public to access a protected part of that online application. The Texas Department of Insurance, which oversees the insurance industry, said they temporarily disconnected the web application from the internet after identifying the breach. The agency said it would provide 12 months of free credit monitoring and identity protection services to individuals whose data was breached. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a federal law Monday that capped the number of campaign dollars political candidates can use to repay themselves for money they personally loan their campaigns, handing a victory to U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, who challenged the restriction. The nation's high court said that a 2002 law, which puts a cap of $250,000 raised after an election to pay back loans that candidates gave their own campaigns before Election Day, violated the First Amendment, with the majority of opinion saying it burdens core political speech without proper justification. The court's 3 liberal justices dissented. When Cruz was first fighting for a spot in the U.S. Senate, he was up against then-Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, a wealthy, better-known opponent. So Cruz loaned his 2012 campaign over $1 million to close the gap. Because of the 2002 federal law struck down Monday, he could never recoup $545,000 of that loan, leading him to explore options to overturn the limit. During his 2018 campaign, Cruz loaned himself $260,000 one day before winning re-election, intentionally going $10,000 above the legal limit for repayment to have grounds to sue the Federal Election Commission and argue against the law. Justices Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor disagree with the conservative majority's opinion to strike down that limit. Kagan wrote in her dissent that when political candidates are recouping money for a personal loan they made to their campaign, the dynamics of contributions change because the money is going straight to the politician's pocket, unlike traditional campaign dollars. She alleged that striking down that rule allows for lawmakers to get paid directly and, in exchange, they can offer political favors. The decision lines up with a long history of conservatives saying that campaign contributions amount to political speech, and therefore shouldn't be restricted. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau. Donate to Texas Farm Bureau's West Texas Wildfire Relief Fund to help farmers and ranchers affected by devastating wildfires. Make your tax-deductible donation at txfb.us/wildfire-relief-fund. The Texas Tribune Festival returns to downtown Austin on September 22nd through the 24th. Get ready to connect with people you know and others you should at our annual celebration of big, bold ideas. Buy tickets by May 31st and save big at tribfest.org.